Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is finding the bright spots. Before that, let me remind you that you have 1 week left if you want to get in on the raffle to win a free signed copy of my book, The Tech Executive Operating System. All you need to do is share why you like the podcast and tag me, Aviv Ben-Yosef, on whatever social media network you want to. And I'll choose one at random next week. Before we get to what are bright spots, I want to tell you how I first came to hear about them. I was in the Four Seasons in Palm Beach in an event, and I was having a great dinner with one of the authors of the book Switch, which is about how do you make people, teams, and yourself make a switch, a logical switch? What motivates our decisions? How do we help other people realize that what they're doing is not right? How do we shift, you know, a huge organization slowly but surely from one way to another? And on and on. And in that book, Dan and Chip talk about the fact that you can find bright spots and work to fully utilize them. So bright spots are basically those areas in your organization where you're already doing things really well. What am I talking about? A lot of the times when I'm working with someone, you know, an executive, a leader, we might get to a point where the client has no energy left. And that is because it is so often that we look at our team and we think, come on, I know that this change needs to happen, but what are the odds that we can really make that thing happen? You're looking at your people, you're thinking about them and what they can do, and you feel, come on, this is going to be so much work, so much effort. Can it really be done? And, you know, this is extremely natural, of course, but what you shouldn't do is succumb to this feeling and make it become what actually directs your decisions, your leadership. Because if this is what you're thinking, I promise you, you're not going to get anyone to actually change the way. You're not going to get your organization to switch. And this is, I think, where bright spots can really help you out. Whenever you have to make a big change, be it a reorg, changing how you're making plans, how you're coaching people, how optimistic your team is, your quality, your velocity, whatever it is, whenever you have to make a change, think about your organization and find the bright spots. I'm sure that there are people who are doing things better than others. Can you spot them? Can you realize who these people are? In many cases, you can actually find people who already do the precise thing you want to do better. In other situations, it might be something that no one is really currently doing, but maybe you can spot someone who is passionate or motivated to do it better, someone that you believe can do it better, someone who used to do it better, and so on and so on, and find those bright spots. And the benefits of finding those bright spots are multifold. First, merely by telling yourself, you, the leader, hey, I've got someone that already does this. I know that it sounds stupid, but I promise you, by merely saying that, you're already saying to yourself also, this is doable. This is something that can actually happen. You already have it. You know that it can be done. And yeah, maybe not everyone will be able to perform at the same level, but it can be done. We can raise the bar in the entire organization. Actually, what I usually say, and I have an episode about it, is before you raise the bar, you level the bar. You find the bright spot in your organization, and before we raise the bar for the entire organization, let's level it. So we get everyone up to your bright spot level. That is one. Two, having those bright spots also means that you now have people who can model the right behavior to the rest of your organization. You now have partners in making the switch happen. Three, those bright spots, once you go to them, tell them that you see how bright they are, when you give them the mandate, to help out, these often not just model it for the rest of the organization, merely by telling them, reinforcing that this is the right behavior, they get brighter. They become even better. You come to that person who's taking initiative when it comes to, I don't know, how you're doing quality, how you're reaching out to product, how you're talking to your customers when you have a problem. You get to that person, you talk to them and tell them that you appreciate what they're doing, and all of a sudden, they seem to become even more empowered to do it correctly. They have more passion because they feel that they are seen, that what they're doing has an impact, that it matters, and that it is good. And this is part of the force that is positive feedback. Now, combine all of these, and all of this basically boils down to you knowing that if you have to make a switch, and you're feeling like you don't have the energy to do it, you just need to find the bright spots. Tell them that you see them and you really value what they're doing, and come up together. You don't have to do it alone. Come up together with them with a plan to start making the rest of the organization just as bright before we even think about making things brighter in general. Simply by doing that, you now have a team of people on your side who care about this thing and can really help you accomplish it. You know it is possible. You know it is doable. Do it. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions or comments, my email is always in the show notes. I'm reminding you once more, if you want to get a free signed copy of my book, make sure to share why you like this podcast or an insight you really enjoyed and tag me, and I'll choose someone at random within a week. Do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes as well. Thank you and talk soon.